today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, listeners of IRIB English Radio, especially this program, today's special, Salamu Alaikum. Allah's peace be upon all of you, and welcome to this episode of today's special on the day of Arba'in, the 40th day of Imam Hussein's martyrdom. Today, Saturday, is the 20th of the month of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We offer our condolences on the day of Arba'in.
Walking to Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. Walking to Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. I'll give my life and soul just to get to Karbala.
This is Arba'in, let's go to the Arba'in. This is Arba'in. Let's go do the Arba'in of Imam Hussein. Let's perform the Arba'in.
Imam Hussein's rationale is the rationale of defending the truth. Today we need to get the world to know Imam al-Hussein, Hussein ibn Ali, the world which is suffering from oppression, corruption, and vice, needs to know the Hussein liberation spirit. If Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, is introduced to the world, it is actually Islam and the Quran which have been introduced. Today, they propagandize against Islam and Islamic teachings with hundreds of means. Today, the enemies propagandize against Islam and Islamic teachings with hundreds of means. It is the movement of Husseini understanding which can single-handedly resist, stand firm, and introduce the truth of Islam and of the Quran to the world. The logic of Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam is the logic of defending the truth and resistance against oppression, transgression, deviation, and arrogance. This is the logic of Imam al-Hussein. Today, the world needs this logic. Today, the world is witness to the rule of kufr, arrogance, and corruption. The world is witness to the rule of oppression. The message of Hussein ibn Ali is the salvation of the world. The great movement of Arba'in conveys this message to the whole world, and by Allah's favor and grace, this movement should be strengthened on a daily basis. Accept our condolences on the day of Arba'in, the anniversary of 40th day of Imam al-Hussein's martyrdom.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with certain social, political, and cultural aspects of holding the Arba'in March and Arba'in Walk in Iraq. When millions of Shiites and millions of Muslims get together in certain ways on certain paths for the sake of reaching the one and the same destination, which is Karbala and the shrines of Imam al-Hussein Salam and Hazrat Abul Fazl Abbas Salam Allah Alayh, you find that in such context, nobody may remain silent. And I mean, the very movement, a torrent-like movement of people, wave-like movement of people from various cities to one and the same destination at a very specific time and for a specific purpose, for a certain purpose, common to everybody. This phenomenon is certainly full of lessons, very, insightful. And at the same time, it reinforces a social integrity among people, especially among Muslims and Shiis, and it reinforces Islamic fraternity among all people, not only during the Arba'in rituals. Not only Muslims feel a sense of integrity, but because of the joining of non-Muslims, it's a kind of integrity common to all mankind with its axis, the shrine of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in Karbala. Now we find that in the Arba'in walk, first of all, practical one-to-one communication among people, among Muslims, and modes of sacrifice, modes of helping each other can be viewed and can be sensed in practice. Another one is that a good role model is going to be shown over there, a practical role model. And this kind of practical role model is reinforced by the lectures that clerics and other people will provide over there. Another one is that a kind of universalism, Islamic universalism, is going to be viewed in the Arba'in walk. Thank you.
Brothers and sisters, previously and during several programs and episodes of today's special, we talked about Arba'in walking. In this part, we have more. Arba'in walking has a large potential for public diplomacy. Rituals and customs are essentially the best channels of communication. Rituals, in fact, are a communicational movement, a communicational message, and also a communicational channel. Along the route, other nationals mingled with each other, exchanging ideas and offering aid when necessary. All of this carried on relatively free of obstacles. In Arba'in World March, one could see large pockets of people either walking or sitting together to rest. They often engage in friendly discussions. Such discussions range from simply knowing one another at a personal level to talking low and high politics. Some discourses could very well have laid the foundation for long-lasting bonds for joint socio-economic ventures in the future. You're listening to this episode on the Arba'in Day. Accept our condolences, dear brothers and sisters, dear Muslims and non-Muslims all around the world. Lessons from Arba'in Walk are here. Never giving up hope. This is one lesson from Arba'in Walk. Everyone who's done the walk know they have one goal, and that is to reach and touch the holy shrine of Imam al-Hussein, alayhi salam. It's a long journey to walk that long distance. However, with pilgrims, determination, and the hope to reaching the shrine, it all becomes reality. This teaches us that we should never lose hope. Other lesson from Arba'in Walk is caring for one another. In the walk, if you have a blister on your feet, you will find a volunteer there ready to put ointment or cream and give you a massage after. If your head hurts, all you have to do is tell a volunteer. He will hurry and get you an aspirin. When you need just about any type of care, a volunteer will be there.
All those millions who go to Karbala walking on their feet, in reality, they are going there to say, Ya Rasulallah, we are paying that mawaddata fil qurba. Because Hussein is your beloved grandson. And we have come here to express our love for your grandson Hussein. This is the payment that we are offering. This is a waste of time. Observing this command by the Holy Quran is a waste of time, my dear brothers and sisters. This is the instruction by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, allow me to say the following. If someone does not express their love for the Ahlul Bayt and have the wilayah of Ahlul Bayt by expressing that mawadda, what are these people according to the Holy Quran? If you go and you take a product today, you go to a market, you take a product, you don't pay for it, what does society consider you? Allah says in the Quran, I did not give you Islam for free. No. Who said it's for free? It's not for free. It comes with an ajr, according to Surah Ash-Shura. It comes with a payment that you have to pay. And that payment is following the Ahlul Bayt, al-mawaddata fil-qurba, loving them and following them. Any Muslim in the world who takes Islam as the product, but does not make that payment of mawaddata al-qurba, you know what this person is called according to the Holy Quran. I won't pass any judgments here. You make the judgment here. They're taking a product without paying for it. Yes, this is the word that Allah uses in the Holy Quran, the word ajr. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. You want this Islam, you pay for it. If you take Islam without paying for it, that's a big violation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find that all these visitors are expressing their love for Imam Hussein alayhi salam in a peaceful way, in a unified way.
Dear brothers and sisters, on Arba'in Day, we offer you our condolences on this sad occasion. Please keep us in your prayer till another episode of today's special. We leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.